How's it out there, your friend? She's in town doing the technical work of this cause. This shithead wanting to take over my radio when I'm in the middle of crises. Why don't you think you should take care of him? Make people so ashamed that they have got normal-sized breasts, that they're some kind of peculiar creature? You got what he needs, honey. Why don't you take some responsibility? You played with him against our rules. You sexually carried on against our rules. Now you don't want to take any responsibility? Because she wants to go on to dental college, and she should. She wants to do something. She wants to train her mind. She wants to do something with her mind. She's put up with his madness. However it can be done. Seminars, whatever. She's willing to do that. Now, why all this shit that he's stirred up, that you don't want nothing to do with him?
It was just my own indulgence that I did. I really didn't want this. It's
just, ain't this awful? This is goddamn awful.
Who does she want? Who does she want? All the time. And now you gonna throw up a song about your own indulgence?
I feel that I should.
Well, I'm glad you feel you should.
I'd like to say that it really, you and Carol Kearns make me want to puke. But when I accused you two of having an alliance weeks and weeks ago, last month you both denied it. And you both treated me and other people like shit. You guys badmouthed different people on the crew, and you guys did have an alliance. And you ought to both be ashamed of yourself. You both ought to have your butts kicked.
You know what? The only thing I disagree with you, Penny. That's just no more violence. You're gonna open the book for violence.
I shouldn't have said butts kicked. I apologize for that, Dad. I didn't mean that. You guys.
Well, I'm asking about him, honey. Why do you play with this man? You like the mystique of the night. Now he needs somebody to carry him through. And you're not interested. Cause he'll fall apart. This kind of man will fall apart. You don't have some woman to back him up. He'll fall apart. You guys give him all this arrogant attitude that he could get on easy praise and easy marks. You give it to him. You give it this shit that buoys him up. I'm pissed. Get on the road. Get on the radio. Cause you and Tim been out carrying on, and they hadn't even talked to each other. He said that. He wrote in his goddamn letter, I'm pissed. I want you on the radio. Well, she ain't going on no goddamn radio because she don't want to go on the radio. And I'm not having that kind of shit talked over no radio. He can sit in there and live with his imaginations and his worries and his fears. He can think she's fucking whoever she wants to think. Well, whatever he wants to, that's his problem.
I will take on responsibility of what I started, and I'll go ahead and marry him.
I wouldn't bind you, but you ought to be nice. And everybody here better be nice too. But anybody else interested in him, you better speak. Boy, you better stay out of her way. Anybody else flipped around with him and played around with him? You cause these men's brains to go to their dicks.
I would like to know, Carol, if you knew all this was going on, because I know that.
How does she know about that?
I'm sorry.
In the goddamn hell. Don't try to nail her to the cross for everything, honey. Is she watching him and her in the house? Okay, there better not be no more shit said when you get to be. You get up when I bring her. You have to go through it again because he's going to be faced here. All he's done, everything he's done.
Yes, Dad.
What are you going to say to him, Billy? Have to drag his ass out of here and take him out of Georgetown because he can't hold together. Where's his damn notes? I'm not talking about Billy, all right. What are you going to say to her? What are you going to say to her, or it, or she, or him, or whatever?
He wasn't
wants to know what you're going to say to Bruce when he gets back.
Are you going to nail him for messing with you, even though it doesn't make that much difference? You got a woman you like now. Are you going to nail him for going to bed with your girlfriend?
Yes, Dad.
Okay. That's what's been going on. A lot of others think you're going to get by this shit. You better pull it in. Own brother, nothing sacred. Because he's fortunate. His mother preferred him over Billy. You're fortunate. You're healthy, and he's unhealthy.
That's right. Okay,
anybody going to make any smart-ass comment if she takes this thing on? Then later you can do what you want to do about it. But don't you think you have a moral obligation to it?
Yes, I do, Dad. I do.
Collective obligation?
Yes, yes.
Collective, that's better put.
Yes.
Okay. And don't let him start that shit with you now. You take it on, but don't get under his goddamn domination.
Yeah.
Everybody should be equal in a relationship.
Yes, Dad.
Say anybody else when somebody's in town and carrying on this shit, it's going to be bad news. Now, always one thing when they start badging you with their jealousies, you can bet this. The reason they're jealous, they're doing what they think you're doing. That's always the way it is, invariably. I knew you'd done something even though nobody told me. I knew it. Let's go. Next.
I'm sorry, night now. I like to work half my day in the day in the field. I'll do that. Yeah.
You want what?
That's what you want?
I mean, I keep up with my same job and still work half the day in my free time in the field since I'm working at night.
Let me only start talking to you standing up there.
Well, I like to say that I'm sorry for seeing what I did to Carol, because I didn't need to be talking when I was talking.
You don't have so much guilt over one thing. If you had told me the money that you'd taken in, I'd have been glad if you'd have kept $300. If you'd have told me Grace Stone had $5,000 on their mattress, I could have nailed the bitch, and she'd have had to let John be adopted like he wanted to be. My son, he is, and legally he could have been made so. I could have got onto that thing and taken care of it. You know anybody remember the church had $5,000 under the mattress? You knew she didn't have no money. She had to steal it off the church. Then you just go around with a damn attitude. I don't know why you don't... You're going to have to correct it. I appeal to your reason. I think you'd have enough guilt to make you change. I take everybody's guilt on and make myself change. But we always end up this thing, you should have feel it. You should have felt it. Oh, God, my head is feel like it's going to blow up again. Go on, please. I'm sorry. I love you, but you'll have to understand the irritation that goes with the tension of an infernal headache all the time. I've got the strongest medication in me, so that's why I don't even believe in taking it. It doesn't do any good. It'll last for a few minutes, and you still got the son of a bitching problem.
And when you're talking, I don't concentrate enough on what you're saying, and I'll start paying more attention. And I'll change my...
Where's the magnifying glass?
Carol, in relation to you, I wish you'd stop flaunting your ignorance. The other night in the socialist teachers meeting, you seemed to enjoy saying, "I just don't understand." And when I said to you,
it's a damn shame, too, because she's smart enough to be a teacher, much less not stand up there, "I don't understand."
This is in the teachers meeting. This is. She said she doesn't understand a news item, and she acted like it was something cute about it. And I said, make sure you talk to Mike Touche or Lee Ingram or somebody that can answer your questions. And you didn't have the decency to look up. I think you think it's cute, you know, ignorance is cute or something.
And also, she was reading a book in a teacher's meeting while they were having the teacher's meeting.
Reading a book. You developed an attitude I don't like. got such potential. You stood up with all your other relatives who act like shitheads. Well, let's just get on with whatever the hell we're doing.
I'd like to say that I am extremely sorry for what I did, and I feel extremely guilty about it, and it definitely will not happen again.
I'm very sorry that I was late this evening. I will not be late again. In fact, I'll see if I can. I'll come a little early. I'll always stand on the outside, and I'll see if I can come in. I will come in to sit on the inside.
What about your follow through? What Mother was talking about?
My follow through will be. I will follow through.
I have to make.
Normally she does follow through very well with me, but she ought to make a list. And I don't know if she does for mine. If she'd have paper, she'd do much better. I ask something to be done. I've never had this kind of experience, to ask something to be done, wait 2 days. I never have had it. But I ask to whom much is given, much is required. I have no apologies. I've got to depend on some of you people to follow through, because some of these people don't give a shit. They don't give a shit, never will.
So I will definitely follow through. I'll write down, you know, the things as they come and check them and recheck them to make sure they have been followed through.
Okay.
I apologize for being late to meeting tonight, and I won't be late again. And Charlie, I'd like to say to you is I think your attitude generally is crappy. Like when you just came off this last stroke, you came out there where we were cutting wood, and I felt that with your attitude with us is we hadn't done anything right. No matter what you saw, you picked it apart and told us how we could have done it better. And that's true. I know there's improvements we could make. But the way you come off and your attitude with us, I thought was nasty. And the time you were sick, we cut more boards than what had ever been cut on that thing before. And I think you should have gave us credit for that instead of coming out and just putting us down like you did.
You got to remember, that's one thing. You're a very talented man. But you got to remember one thing. If you want youth to grow up, you got to compliment him very much to be assertive. He's a remarkable, talented kid himself. And you've got to be sure that you take note of all of his contributions. I think he can handle it without it, but I think it's very important that we note the achievements of the young.
Right.
As for you being late, I think I had you going around showing the vampire bats, as I recall. It's good of you to take the responsibility for being late, but I wanted the people to see these goddamn vampire bats because they can be spread as long as your arm, and they attack you in the bush if people go out in the bush at night. They won't attack nobody in here. And we saw the vampire bats that he was showing through here. You saw the big teeth? You grab into your jugular vein and cut it open until you bleed to death right there. And they feed on rats. That's how big the sons of bitches are. They eat rats. Glad for that little favor. Then they got a poison frog. Where's a poison frog? One little touch of him and you're dead out there in the jungle too if you stay out used to.
That lid's kind of easy to come off than maybe.
He's a poison baby. Normally they're not. Normally they're not poisonous, but it's under part of his back, isn't it? If you touch the If you test it, there's the nodules. If any of that poison gets you, that's what the Indians take. And you won't get it if you stay out of the jungle. Paralyzes a deer in 5 seconds. The Indians take from those little nodules a poison put on their dart, and they can stop an army with enough of those darts. You better take a note of him. You better put him down through, but be careful. Don't let him out of this, son of a bitch, because he don't mean to be poisonous. He's gentle, rather gentle kind of creature. But you just touch him. Some way nature's equipped him. It's one of those evolutionary strange things. Why he's equipped that way and other frogs aren't, I don't know. I couldn't answer that. Maybe you can.
No, I can't.
But he's... Huh? Yeah, well, you need to take a look at him because those little nodules on his back can do you in. And no problem. if you stay out. If you're doing the work and doing your work, no problem. You have no problem. But go trying to run away, and I'll be a goddamn vampire bat and a tiger and a fucking frog will get you, because I'll meditate. If somebody, if I get a chance, if somebody hadn't shot your ass first. Okay, let's move on here.
Tonight I wasn't on time for service, and I haven't listened to the news as much as I should. And Charlie, I agree with Albert what he said. And also, when you're hostile to one person, it seems like you're hostile to everybody, and you take your hostilities out on the people you deal with.
Well, I'd like to say to Charlie is I think you ought to look about the incidents with Ernestine.
Introductions, I don't like.
Because I think that's part of your problem. I know that's one problem that I've had with you for 6 years now is I don't think you're color conscious enough. I think you need to look at that more. And Joyce, as far as I think that you should look about your follow through, and I also think that you should stop pampering all of us together.
I feel guilty for the other night when I watched, we were supposed to watch one movie because it was too late, and I watched the second movie, and I feel guilty that I watched the second movie.
I heard that. Ah, clothing manufacturer said North Korea, it was over the North Korean embassy, we become quite friends with communist North Korea, said he would train our people in how to manufacture clothes. And then we could sell them. This is different. He's at the North Korean. They're talking how they did. This is a businessman locally. We sure need to tell him to do that, though. Tell him to give us that instruction. We can make some clothes. Go ahead.
Dad, you said that tonight about people walking. You said tonight about people, the attitude and the way they walk, and I know that I do have a way of, you know, carrying myself. That I mean, I know I don't know. I mean, my memory is very bad, and I don't know. I don't remember the news. I listen to it, but I don't remember it. And also,
take notes. That's what I saw Eva doing a while ago, I think. Take notes.
And also about the...
That's a good way to do it. Take notes, then study. Then go to some of these words, they'll roll over your head. You don't know what they are, but try to get them down like the sound. Then you can ask somebody about them.
Dad, after I take the notes and read them, I still don't remember.
Come on. Now, don't argue with me in this shit. Now, I don't want to hear no argument. As bright as you are, you can't remember where Zimbabwe is. You can go look at the goddamn map. After a while, you'll know where Zimbabwe is. Like you know where your vagina is. You know where road that. It takes time.
Yes, Father.
If you don't, all you have to do is just go and look at the map. You'll find it again. Don't give me no argument with a brilliant woman like you. Give me an argument. You've got a good mind, too. Don't tell me you can't remember. I got seniors that can't read and write that can point where Zimbabwe is.
That used to be lazy.
When somebody just asks, she come up here to face herself or to get sympathy?
Yeah, that's true. Say that, Bob. That's true.
No, a sister over here just said, did you come up here to face yourself or did you come up to get sympathy? Sympathy. I mean, that's something you're going to have to deal with. You know, everybody's coming to say what they did wrong. You come in and you can't do it. Don't come with no stuff like that. You can do it. Do you want to do it? Well, then you do it then.
I will. And may I say,
Be quiet. Let her say what she's going to say. Be quiet. No, let her say what she's going to say.
And I've been guilty of this problem of, you know, thinking about prejudice. And I don't do anything myself, but I mean, I have been guilty of looking at some, thinking of, you know, prejudice, and I will alter this.
What does she mean? It got damn clear, that last question. How she's a change of role. Defensive damn people. Go on. I said, all I'm saying to you, shift. I mean, any problems, fields, a lot of problems. I want, there's a steering tomorrow. Is there steering tomorrow?
We had the Revolutionary Women's Meeting.
Revolutionary Women's Society. All women are to come. It should begin 7 o'clock. And after that, we'll be steering. Women's Revolutionary Society, Women's Revolutionary Socialist Movement, pattern after Mrs. Burnham. I want you women to learn how to emancipate yourself and how not to be dependent upon males to determine your own ego. There's too many women here. Your social acceptance depends upon a dick. Your own image depends upon how a man sees you, and that is insane. It's high time this change. The measure of your social acceptability is not what some man thinks of you, but what you think of socialism, how you measure up to socialism. Yeah, how much you know about the news, how much you can talk about it, and how much you know about socialism, and how much character you have. It's been a disease that we've been conditioned so long that you judge yourself by how some man judges you. And where did we ever see such juvenile behavior as we've seen from the men up here? For Christ's sakes. Only some children coming on, there's any hope. And then there's a young teenager showing his ass. This young teenager ought to have been known better than this. How long has he been with me? His brother, Billy, looks like a stalwart, but he acts like an asshole. How long has he been with me? So you see, the problem is going to have to go down to the elementary levels in some degrees to get changed. So we're going to have to change this. You're going to have to learn about yourself, how you regard boy babies, how you regard little boys that you deal with. Because I know a lot of you deal much differently with boys than you do with girls. And it's got to change. You've got to help each other. And don't give me no shit, you're not coming. Every one of you in them sick, moony-eyed relationships, you better be here. If you're single and going on and minding your business, not acting nitwitty, brain. If you are following the socialist comportment that you should, we'll not bother with your case if you've got other emergencies. But you have to have clearance for me. But if you're in a relationship, sick, dependent relationship, you better find your ass there. I will haul you out no matter where you are. I know not many men going to say amen to it. Because you're afraid they're going to find out. Peace. You're afraid they're going to find out that they, if you got a right to fuck around, they got a right to fuck around. That's what's bothering you. Exactly what's bothering you. If you really want a wholesome relationship, though, you'll want your sisters, your wives, you want all the people here to be emancipated, so you'll be glad. You'll be glad. Okay, where are we? What are we doing?
Could I say something about the clothing from Korea, what they've done in the way of clothing?
Go ahead. I'm sorry, it's irritation, just irritation. This head's so damn heavy. Go ahead and say what you're going to say.
I wanted to say, when I went to the Korean embassy, after the United States just wiped them out, and of course they won their revolution,
they couldn't grow cotton. They had no way to make materials to make clothing, and so they learned how to make fabric out of wood and out of limestone and out of reeds. I don't know what the kind of reeds that grow across around the ocean, but I think it's very interesting. I don't know whether this is the same person or not, but at least maybe they could show.
Which manufacturer here who likes North Korea? He's a bourgeois, he's a businessman, but he likes North Korea and he likes us. So
okay, I don't know if he knows
for his riches, I don't know
how to make fabric out of wood, but I think it would be a great thing if we could learn how to do that.
I agree. All right, now tomorrow, the following people please attend: Ava Jones, Sandy Jones for leadership coordination, Kay Nelson, Marcin Jones, Terry Buford, Shonda James. Change his names. I like Clayton. Her name's changed. She's by good. Dr. Shack. Whatever they make work out tonight, her name may be Shack. I don't know. I'll bypass relationship committees often. Any more bullshit like this, you'll see me bypassing. They don't need the relationship approved. It's already approved. Stanley's available. Paula Adams. John Gervich. Teresa King, Carolyn Layton, Debbie Schroeder, Yvette Modreau, and those are some that are asking for some panel guidance. Everybody is to come. Anita Imes, oh yes, Anita Imes. Emancipation of Women, it's the Women's Revolutionary Socialist Movement. It's held in the 6 what? The panel meets 6:15, the name I just called. Steering panel, yes. Okay, now Fields, what problems do we have other than we're not producing? How many heard what I said tonight? You pass the test. Grave concern, Comrade Chaikins, other analysts, myself. We're not going to be shifting people from farm work production. We're going to find some that will stick with it. If you will be willing to stick with it till we learn it, it's the only way we're going to get through. Otherwise, we're going to have to bring some Guyanese back in here. That's all. But we can't go on this way. Trial and error. We can't do it. So those of you that will consider farm work, you're in some other line, I wish you'd volunteer your name. And if you're not essential to the health, welfare, and security of the program, we'll put you there. John Wilson, what's the problem with Fields, and what's the major achievements? Just simplify.
Well, one problem we found is a problem with our rice this week. We have stem borers in them, but we got a formula for Russell, and they're going to be sprayed. We're going to see what happens to them after that. We're having, right now, because of the rain and because of certain things that happened a week ago, some of the land is not ready to be planted yet, but as soon as we can get the cats and the plow back on, and we'll have quite a few acres to plant on. And one of the things that we did today was just plant six more acres of kidney beans.
Are we going to be able to plant them?
Oh, we did. We planted them today.
No, I know the 6 acres of kidney beans. That's wonderful. Are we going to be able to plant the land available?
Yes. We've got the stuff to plant it with, and we talked about in the analyst meeting last night, and we're going to have to bypass the ripping of the land, the subsoiling, because it's too wet. But after we take out the crops that we're going to put in, then they'll be able to, perhaps they'll be dry enough then that they can go in and do that.
I have one question. The stuff that we're going to plant, will it come in season before the rainy season hits? Because if things run where it's supposed to be, we should be in rainy season up until August, right?
I can't really answer that, because I don't...
Well, I... So, all thing I'm... Then my question is, the stuff that we're planting, will it come into to be harvested during the rainy season?
Yes, some of them will.
And we'll be able to harvest them.
Some will be going in even 2 months after that.
So
We also discussed in the analyst meeting last night that with keeping the seasons in mind, but the way the seasons are jumping around, that we'll do our best to comply with them, but we'll just have to keep the seasons in mind and comply with them as best we can.
It's very difficult.
With beans and stuff like this, we can always use them as a green bean, so that there wouldn't be a waste in that respect. But it's like I say,
you're making consideration then for what he's suggesting.
Yes.
You're making plans for it.
Yes, this is what we discussed last night in the meeting, that we were planning in this direction.
Okay. Now, cassava, Tina Turner, is it true that you want out of the farm and? Are you now supervisor, Tina Turner? I would imagine after I got through my pronouncements. When my blood pressure speaks, everybody quakes.
Dad, in the steering meeting that night, I really actually announced the meeting, but after that I found out that there was more to cassava, and I found out that we could better it and stuff. I decided that I wanted to stay in it.
Well, please do, because we need some experts, and we're going to have that expertise. We got two agronomists. We got Moten, Comrade Moten, who's an agronomist, and Simpson, who knows farming from years. And then we got the obstacles of transferring that knowledge to a different zone. We haven't done that badly overall, but it's not good enough. Not good enough. What was the yield on cassava? The yield on sweet potatoes, only one-third of its expected yield? Is that right? All right, God, we can't do this. We can't do it. Anything else from cassava?
The only thing that I can see, I'm not experiencing it at all, but that we're not going to be ready in June because of the drought that we've had. But now that it started raining, the cassava is really coming up and looking a lot better. But I'm pretty sure that's not going to be ready until August or September.
To be self-sufficient in cassava, we're not going to be ready till then.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like you to crash and break through and try all the means possible to do so.
Yes, Dad.
Yeah?
I'm the one that had formerly requested Margarita Romano to be transferred to education, and I want to comply with the will of the people. This would be taking her off the leadership of that cassava crew. As I say, I'd rather comply with the will of the people. And I'm not certain how to interpret what's been said, whether this is to include her.
Well, how to interpret it? I'm afraid what I'm saying is how to interpret it. We're not going to eat. We have a remarkable educational department teaching skeletons and a hell of a good nursing department dealing with bones.
How to interpret that? I do know how to interpret that.
If they start cooking the potato peelings and not peeling
them. They say to cook the potato. Say it, please. I don't have the
I hope that the people that do the cooking will start now, and I've already talked to Mary about it, cooking the potato peelings. There's a lot of nutrition in those peelings, and please don't throw them away. Quit peeling the potatoes.
Peeling the potatoes? Yeah. That's where all your nutrition...